The boom of her steps painted a different picture in Sam's mind. He expected a mammoth to open the door. Instead, Jen, his client for today, was a sweet, short woman with curves in all the right places. Her figure was in the shadows, but it still looked appetizing. Sam was a professional, so he pushed those initial intrusive thoughts to the side. "Hello, ma'am. I'm Sam. You called for a leaking pipe?" "Oh, yes. Oh, I'm glad you made it in such short notice. Please, come in." She pushed the dusty sliding door open. Emerging from the shadows, she revealed much more than any plumber could reasonably hope to see when visiting their clients. These things only happened in bad jokes or very specific movies. She was wearing a transparent green robe with flowery motifs. Her big breasts were almost out for the world to see. Her nipples were hiding behind purple petals, but most of her areolas were peeking through the thin fabric. She didn't seem to notice his thirsty look. Jen waved to invite him in, and he got a face full of juicy ass. Her big, round, trembling buttocks bounced as she was carrying her delicious body on her toes. Her white, straight legs flexed with each step. She kept her pink heels away from the floor. She pointed to the kitchen. "It's down there, under the sink." "Oh, of course, as if you didn't know that." Her curly black hair bobbed on her shoulders, and her sparkling smile warmed the room. "Please call me if you need anything," she said, and went to go do who knows what. Sam was stunned. He was happy his sweatpants were so large and his boxers so tight. His massive boner was pressed against his leg and was now growing to the side of his thigh. If someone were right to check his pocket, they would have discovered a wet spot and a burning cock behind it. He forced himself to work, to take his mind away from the gorgeous, half-naked woman, who, on her own end, began doing chores on the second floor. It was a hot day. Soon, she found that the robe was suffocating her. Not that it was close to her neck. No, the woman had her cleavage shown in full display. But despite the gentle touch of the material, she was sweating and decided to drop the robe and give her body some reprieve. Without thinking, she went downstairs for a glass of water. "Oh, wow!" The words just escaped his mouth. She bumped into the plumber with a big wrench, stark naked. Her curves filled his eyes. He ogled her from her brow to her toes. His eyes were quick, but he definitely did a quick pause on her breasts and her pussy. She had a lot of points of interest, and the man was eager to memorize each and every one. "You're squeezing that way too hard." Jen raised her eyebrow and smiled. There were two ways she could play this, so she chose the fun way. "I wish I had an impressive tool in my hands." She tested him. If he was smart enough, both would benefit. If not, well, the awkward silence was good company as any. Sam pulled his pants down, demonstrating both wit and quite a spectacular cock. The thing flopped and then bounced straight up. The flesh pole stared her down with one eye, and Jen instinctively rubbed her plump thighs. "Oh, wow!" It was her time to be astonished by a welcomed sight. She came closer. It was easier for her. The pants were around his ankles. While she had no clothes to restrict her movement, Jen grabbed the shaft, and the wet, torrid skin felt good in her palm. The pre-cum was streaming down and smeared her fingers. "Let me taste that." She bent over and her tongue licked the gland. The polished, glassy surface of the large TV screen behind her revealed her thick pussy, dangling below her big ass. Her cheeks opened as well. as she was going down, and her dark brown hole focused Sam's eyes. Jen salivated the cock and began slurping on the shaft. She struggled to cram the full length in her mouth, but managed to gather enough liquid. She spat all of it, and the cock split the wave of spit and pre-cum in two. The drops rained on the floor and splashed on her feet and his work shoes. While she was sucking, she was rubbing herself. Her fingers were deep into her pussy and massaged her full labia. Jen pushed him down on the floor. Only his cock and the wrench pointed towards the ceiling. She stepped over him and dropped to her ass. The cock burrowed through her pussy, and she moaned. Her thick buttocks clapped over his wet thighs, and her vaginal sap drenched his balls. She was a wild, sloppy rider. Her boobs were flying and bouncing in front of his eyes in a hypnotizing spectacle. Her nipples were erect. Her large areolas seemed to expand across her meaty tits. She took the wrench away from him and pressed the cold tip against her clit. Jen was sharing her hot furnace with his burning dick, and the icy contrast of the metal caressing her button sent her into overdrive. An alarm started blaring somewhere in the house. "Oh, fuck. Oh, my kids will be home soon." She lamented her destiny. She began fucking herself with the cock and the wrench harder. "Grab my ass," she commanded. Jen then came closer and spilled her massive tits over Sam's face. His hands were working on her buttocks, and his fingers were taking the moisture from his testicles and massaging her anus. She allowed him to penetrate her soaking wet pussy deeper and deeper. "Oh, oh yes. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Oh, oh, oh." Several more thrusts, and she reached the promised land. She froze over the dick, the wrench now wet and hot, was still glued to her moist clit. She panted and hissed through her teeth. She closed her eyes, and the orgasm came crashing down. Her whole body trembled. Her legs were shaking, and her feet were barely keeping her up. The waterfall seeping from her pussy was cascading from Sam's balls and created a puddle underneath him. Another leak to worry about. Jen was a generous lady. Once she was done, she went on all fours, and her head landed on his cock. Her mouth engulfed the shaft again. Her thick lips sipped on the veiny surface, and her mouth hole embraced the quivering tool. She played with the balls while scraping the back of her throat with his gland. The cum splashed her like a hose, and the avalanche conquered her tonsils. She gagged and felt as if the white liquid would burst out of her nose and ears. Tears danced around her eyelids. But she collected all the cum. Not a drop escaped her tongue. There was ball sweat and pussy juice on the floor, as well as spit, but no cum landed on her clean tiles. With her mouth full and vagina satisfied, she ran her naked body out. Sam stood up and followed the amazing view with his eyes. Her thick ass first, and then her feet vanished onto the stairs. He packed his dick back, tossed a tissue on the puddle, and went back to the broken pipe.
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.